这个咖啡谁咖啡谁酒？
我们还是要来看以此耶稣。
And I'm going to do, ask you to do something which I think will help me, and I think it will really help you.
我要请你们做一件事，我想那对我有帮助，同时对你们，我想也有帮助。
When I come to the actual message, I'm going to ask you not to write it down.
当我正式在那里讲信息的时候，我要请你们大家不记录。
But just to listen to what I'm saying.
这样好好的集中听我讲。
Afterward, I will go over the points, and if you want to put them down, you can.
幕后的时候，我要重复来讲那个纲要，那个时候你要记，可以记。
I really think that that method will help you.
我想这个方法对你们有帮助。
But to begin with, I'm just going to give you a very broad outline of this book.
在开头的时候，我给大家关于《以死耶稣》一个很简单的纲要。
This you can put down.
现在可以记。
But let me say here that I have no intention of
把全本的《以死耶稣》都看过。
It is not my thought to study the whole of this book.
我没有意思把全书都读过。
I'm just going to take out some of the great features.
我不过是要把其中几方面的重点拿出来看一下。
There is a large middle section that we shall hardly consider at all.
还有许多好像集中的一些地方，那是我们相当费事来看的。
This is one of the most difficult books.In the Bible to understand.
这是圣经中相当难懂的一卷书。
I expect you have discovered that in reading only the first three chapters.
我信你们只要把头三章读过，你们就发现这个难处。
And so I will just give you this very broad outline of the whole book.
所以我就是把这本书一个很宽广的纲要给你们就是了。
You can fill in the details.
然后你们可以把那些细节填到里边去。
You want to know, first of all, what the whole book is about.
你们第一该知道的就是这本书是讲什么。
Can we put on the first page anything that sums up the meaning of the whole book?
我们应该在第一面上就把这个书的意义写出来。
I think we can.
我想我们能这样做。
This is the book of the persistent purpose of God.
这一本书是说出神那个永存的旨意。
The divine energies in relation to divine purpose.
说出神圣能力如何来完成神圣的旨意。
If you want a New Testament fragment,That will explain that. You have it in Ephesians 1:11.
在以弗所一章十一节里头，能把这个意思说出来。
According to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will.
原是那位随其意行这万事的，照着他自己所预定的。
Ephesians 1:11 is the key to the book of Ezekiel.
以弗所一章十一节乃是以弗所这本书的一个所有。
That word in Ephesians 1:11, who worketh, is a strong word.
以弗所一章十一节里面有这个行作。那个字眼是很强很重的一个字眼。
The Greek word is energio, which means energy.
在希腊文里头 energy, 这个字的意思就是努力挣扎的意思。
So that God is energizing all things after the counsel of his own will.
所以神乃是照着他的计划的那个旨意努力挣扎来完成他所该做的事。
In a special way, that is what we have in this book of Ezekiel.
特别在以西结书里头我们看见是这样。
You must read the whole book in the light of Ephesians 1:11.
你们必须照着以弗所一章十一节的亮光来读以西结全书。
I think we shall see that as we go on.
我想当我们往前去的时候我们会看出这一点。
Now for the broad outline of the book.
那现在我们要说到这一本书那个宽广的纲目。
We begin with the prophet himself.
我们开始是说到先知自己
and his preparation for his ministry.
也说到他那个执事的准备。
That covers the first three chapters.
这就是包括了头三章。先知和他执事的准备。
The prophet himself.
先知自己
the prophet's vision
和先知的意所看见的意象
and the prophet's commission
还有先知的使命
chapters 1-3
这是一章到三章
the next section is from chapter 4 to chapter 26
第二部分或者第二段就是从第四章到二十六章
that section has to do with the nation of Israel
这一部分是说到以色列人
There are three things in that section about the nation
在这一段里头说到以色列国有三点
Firstly, their departure from God
即他们远离神
Secondly, their denunciation by God
第二神对他们定罪的宣告
And thirdly, their judgment
第三点审的他们是受的审判
then the next section is from chapter 25 to chapter 32
我刚才对不起到第二段是到二十四章啊第三段从二十五章到三十二章
this section has to do with the nation
这一段说到列国
There are first of all four nations dealt with.
首要的先说到四个国
Ammon, Moab, Edom, Philistia.
亚门、摩押、以东和腓力斯
And then there are two, Tyre and Sidon.
然后就说到忒罗和西顿这两个国
There's a very brief interval.Referring to the restoration of Israel in chapter
28 verses 25 and 26.
And then the judgment of the nations proceeds.
然后再接着说以色列国列国是受的审判
And Egypt is judged.
埃及受了神的审判
Then we come to section 4.
再就是第四段
This brings us back to Israel, the nation.
这又叫我们回头来看以色列国
This section is from chapter 33 to chapter 39
这一段是从33章到39章
This section deals with the watchman
这一段是说到那个守望者
The shepherd
牧人
The new order
那个新的秩序
The vision of dry bones
还有那些撕破的骨头的意象
and the last enemy
末了的以及末了的秋季
then we come to the fifth and final section
再就是 第五段，也就是末后的一段
，That is the restoration，
就是说到以色列的复兴
，Chapter 40 to Chapter 48，
就是从四十章到四十八章。
In that we have the temple，
在这一段里头
，The Lord
看见圣殿
，The Lord
主自己
，The service of the temple，
还有在圣殿中的侍奉
，The river。
还有那道河
，the land，
还有迦南地
，the inheritance，
以及他们所得的产业
，and the city，
和那个圣城。
Now, as I said, we are not going to study all that。
我已经说过，我们不需要把这些都读过。
That is only given you to help you to get a grasp of the whole of the book.
这个不过是帮助你们能领会这本书的大意。
We come back to our part of the study.
我们现在回头来看我们要看的。
And we are still going to spend some time in the first section.
我们还是花一点功夫要来看第一段。
I think it is most important that we should spend much time with this section，
我想我们需要花更多一点的功夫在这一段上面。
I expect that from time to time you will be saying, "Well, I wish he would get on with the book."
也许我想你们也许一直盼望我能和你们把全书看一下。
But I am in no hurry to cover a great deal of ground。
但是我不想着急的来看太多的东西。
I want to make sure that we really do get hold of these fundamental lessons.
我确实盼望我们大家能抓住了这基本的功课。
So we come back to the first three chapters, the prophet's preparation for his ministry.
所以我们再来看头三章如何说到这个信之他执事的准备。
This is a matter which concerns us very much.
这一件事对我们是非常有关系。
How the prophet was prepared for his ministry.
这个先知如何受到的准备而进他的职事。
For what was true of Ezekiel is true concerning us spiritually.
因为反在以斯帖身上那个光景在我们身上树林方面也都是这样。
Yesterday morning we saw the time factor in his ministry.
我们昨天早晨看过在一世界他这个执事里头那个时间的因素。
The situation to which he was called to minister.
也看过他梦到来服侍的那个居民。
And the express word of the Lord to him personally.
并且看过主所给他的那个紧急的话语。
Now this morning we come to the vision.
那现在今天早晨我们要来看这个意象。
You notice what this says.
我们要注意这里怎样说法。
I was among the captives by the river Kibar. The heavens were opened.And I saw visions of God.
第一节，我在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，得见神的意象。
And I want to say right here that while the form of these visions will not be repeated in the case of the Lord's servants, the spiritual principles.And meaning must be true of us all.
我愿意在这里点出来，虽然这个意象的形式在今天不是一定要再重复，但是这个意象的原则和意义在我们身上完全实在的。
Our purpose is to get behind what is objective to the meaning of things.
我们的目的是要在这些事情的背后找出它那个客观的意义了。
We shall all the time be trying to get at the spiritual meaning.
我们一直做的就是要找出那个属灵的意义。
You see, the objective side is only the temporary method.
在那个客观里面，就不过是一个暂时的方法。
It is just the means that God employed for the time being.
那就是神暂时是用的一个方法。
The spiritual meaning is the permanent and the real.
属灵的那个意义乃是永久的，并且是实际的。
So we come to the vision.
所以我们就是这样来看这个意象。
Ezekiel said, I saw visions of God.
意思就是说我看见了神的意象。
That had two meanings.
这有两个意思。
That means that the visions came from God.
第一是说这个意象是从神而来的。
They were visions which God gave him.
这是意象那是神所给他的。
And it meant that they were visions of the goings of God.
这也就是说这是意象乃是说出神的行动了。
God was on the move.
神正在这里行动。
God was taking a certain course.
神在这里有一种的程序。
And the prophet was given to see the ways that God was taking.
这个先知得以看见神所走的那个路。
That is the meaning of visions of God.
这就是神的意象的意思。
But before he saw visions of God, it says the heavens were opened.
当他在看见神的意象之前，这里说是天开了。
I'm going to speak mostly about that this morning.
今天早晨我大半都是要说到这件事。
But before I come to that, there are one or two things to say.
但是我要说这件事之前，先要说出一两点。
The visions that were given to Ezekiel varied in time, in nature, and in method.
是给以色列人的意象，无论在时间、在性质，都有一些个不同。
That is, they varied at different times.
在一时过一时，这些意象是不同的。
They did not all come to the prophet at the same time.
不是说在这一个时候，所有的意象都给先知看见了。
The Lord gave something to the prophet.
主给先知一点东西。
This had the effect of bringing the prophet down on his face before the Lord.
这有一个结果，就叫先知在主面前匍匐在地。
That is what it says at the end of chapter 1.
这就是这个第一章末了所告诉我们的。
Then the Lord put him on his feet.
然后主就叫他站起来。
And this kind of thing happened from time to time.
这一种呢是一次过一次的，一次发生。
My point is that there were intervals in the prophet's life.
我的一点就是说，在一时间一生里头，分着一个时期一个时期的。
And in those intervals, the prophet had to think about what had been shown to him.
在这一个时期一个时期的里面，先知需要去思想一下到底是什么东西给了他，
and to adjust himself to what the Lord had shown，
并且要照着主所给他看见的来改正他的自己。
Now brothers and sisters, I want to put a line underneath that.
弟兄姊妹，我愿意在这个底下画一条线。
We must have such intervals in our ministry.
在我们的职事里头，我们必须有这样的一个时期，一个时期。
If the Lord shows us something,
如果主是给我们看见了什么东西，
we must take a time to consider it.
我们需要用一点时间来把那个思想一下，
to face what it means and what it implies.
我们要找出他说指的是什么意思，是包裹的是什么。
That is a necessity in ministry.
这在职事上是一个需要。
A very great deal of value is lost by our just continually going on.
有很多
的价值都给我们丧失了，就是因为我们缺少这样的时间，而不过直接往前去了。
And not giving those periods for quietness with the Lord over what He is saying，
不用一点的时间安静地去想到主所说的话。
There must be a kind of Sabbath quiet to meditate upon what the Lord is showing。
必须有一点的时间，像安息日那样，能安静下来思想主所说的。
The Lord says something，
主说了一点什么话
，and then we go and give it out，
那我们就快快的传出去了
，and we go on and on like that，
我们就是这样一直一直的向前
，and we do not pause，
这样我们并不有一点的停息
，to think about what the Lord is really saying。
我们不停息下来去想主说什么
，What this really implies，
想主所说的到底是包括什么
，And to adjust ourselves to it，
去把自己照着主所说的改正一下。
I believe that a very great deal of the life and ministry of the Apostle Paul came out of his 2 year silence in the desert。
我相信使徒保罗他那一生的知识的价值有大多都从他那在旷野中2年的停息而来的。
He had the vision of the Lord on the way to Damascus.
他在去大马士的路上得到了主的意象。
It was a tremendous vision that brought him down on his face.
那一个大的意象使他扑倒在地。
It required 2 years of silence to adjust himself to the meaning of that vision.
那个意象的意义需要他2年的功夫把自己改正一下才能符合那个意象的意义。
I have often tried to imagine what was going on during those 2 years.
我常常在那里想到那2年之内有什么事发生在保罗身上。
What it was that Paul had to adjust himself to.
保罗在那2年之内有多少的事情把自己改正了一下。
How he had to read all his Bible over again in the light of that vision.
他如何就是凭着那个意象的亮光把他的圣经重新再读过。
He had to reconstruct his whole theology in the light of that vision.
他需要凭着那个意象的亮光把他整个的圣学都再改读一下。
He had to think things all over again in the light of that vision.
他要凭着那个意象的亮光把一切的事重新再检查过。
And I believe that a great deal that we have from Paul came out of those 2 years.
我信就是从那2年之内的里头保罗给了我们许多的东西。
Now I'm not suggesting that after this training course you go away for 2 years.
这不是说过了这一次的训练我向你们建议你们就去停2年吧。
I should get myself into trouble with the elder brothers if I suggested this.
如果我是这样提议，那负责的弟兄就要难为我了。
But you see, here's a principle.
但是大家要看见这里有一个原则。
The Lord spoke to Ezekiel.
主对以斯帖说话了。
And Ezekiel was silent for 7 days.
以斯帖就7天之久静默下来。
He could not go on with his ministry until he had spent those 7 days thinking about what the Lord had shown to him.
一直等到这个7天安静之后，他才能想过主对他说的什么意义，他才能够去尽他的职事。
My point is that the Lord does not give us everything at once.
我的点是在这里说，主不是一下子把一切都给了我们。
He waits until we have really understood what he has said.
他是等到我们真的了解了他是说的是什么然后再给我们
and he waits until we have adjusted ourselves to that
并且他也是等到我们把自己照着是听见的改正了之后再给我们
so be very jealous about these intervals
所以我们应该尽我们所能的 要有这个一个时期的休息安息。
Say to yourself from time to time, I must get away and think about what the Lord has been saying.
要常常对自己说，我必须脱开一些安静的一些思想，主对我所说的是什么意思。
I must get away from the ministry. I must get away from the work.
我必须从我的知识，从我传道的工作脱开，工作脱开。
I must have at least a few hours to think about it all.
我最少有几小时的功夫把就是说的想一想
That is a tremendous value
这有非常大的价值
I can say that out of my own experience
我能从我自己的经历里告诉你们一点
Sometimes if I only take a journey away from things
有的时候我就是远行离开许多的事
I may go away in my car
我是我的车到远处去
Or I may go away by train
也许我是走火车到这头去
Just for a few hours to get right away from everything
就是有几分钟的功夫离开一切的事
And let the meaning of things come back to me afresh
让事情的真实意义能够再给我新鲜的领会
Do believe me, that is very important
请信我的话这是非常重要的一件事
Our ministry will become just words and very thin unless it is like that
除非我们这样的话我们的知识不过就是话语也非常的轻
We have got to come back again and again altogether fresh
我们需要把事情一再一再的想过得到新鲜的意思
There is a very great deal of what the Lord has saidThat lies in the past that has never been applied.
本主对我们是说的，这一晚都有相当的意义，是我们没有领会的。
And it will only really live as we spend quiet time with it.
只有我们安静去想那些事的时候，那些事才能向我们显出来。
I believe that it is one of the enemy's great methods to try and keep us.Busy all the time.
我想是仇敌一个最厉害的方法，是我们一直的忙碌。
He gives us a wrong kind of conscience about the Lord's work.
他使我们对主的工作有一个错误的观念。
I can tell you this also out of experience.
从我的经历中，我也能管这件事说一点。
I went on for a long, long time like that.
我这样的忙碌有很久的时间。
I never gave the Lord his Sabbath rest.
我从来没有享受主所定规那个安息日的安息。
I got a false conscience about this thing.
我对这件事一个错误的观念。
If I am not doing something from the Lord, then I'm all wrong.
我若是不为主做什么事呢，我就完全错误了。
I must keep going on and on.
我必须一直忙碌，一直工作。
And I felt very bad inside if I was not busy for the Lord.
若我不是常常为主忙碌，我的里面就感觉不安。
But I came to see that that's wrong.
但是结果我看见这是错误的。
And because I did not give the Lord his rest, he took it.
因为我没有来享受主所给我的安息，他就把安息拿去了。
And he put me aside for some weeks.
他就把我摆在一边有几周的光景
Well, I could do nothing
在那个光景里头我不能做什么
And then I started afresh
然后我得到新鲜了
But in that time, the ministry had become a new thing
但是经过那个时期我的知识成为一个新的东西
We are touching a very important principle here
我们在这里是摸着一个很重要的原则
This matter of periodBetween revelation,
就是在两个知识之间一段时期的安静。
So it was with Ezekiel.
在以斯帖身上就是这样。
He had his quiet time, not just an hour in the morning.
他有他那个安静的时间，不是仅仅在早晨一小时就是了。
But from time to time, he was silent.
他一再的都有安静的时间。
He was saying nothing.
他不说什么话
He was alone with the Lord
他是单独的听清楚
Then this ministry varied in it these visions varied in their nature and not only in their time
还有他所看见的意象不仅在时间上有不同，并且在性质上也有分别。
So you have the various kinds of visions.
所以我们看见他看见了各种不同的意象。
We are not going to stay with these just now.
我们现在不能把这些都看一下。
We only mention them.
我们不过提一下就是了。
First of all, there was the vision of the throne.
主要的，他看见了那个宝座的意象。
Then we know the vision of the valley of dry bones.
以后他看见那是枯干骨头遗骨那个骨的意象。
Then the vision of the Lord's house.
以后他看见了那个圣殿的意象。
Then the vision of the great river.
以后他看见了那条大河的意象。
The vision of the land.
还有迦南地的意象
The vision of the people in their inheritance
以色列百姓承受产业的意象
And finally the vision of the city
没了他看见了那个城的意象
We leave those for the time being because we are going to speak more fully of them later
我们现在把这些停下来因为以后我们还要说得更清楚一些
But in the third place the visions varied in methods
还有第三点就是意象在方法上也都有分别
And this is something we must stay with for a minute
这一点我们现在必须看一下
The visions that came to Ezekiel came in two different ways
以斯帖所看见的意象临到他有两种的方法
Firstly they came in an objective way
对是一种客观的方法临到他
Things were presented to him in vision.
有的事情在意象里头摆在他跟前给他看见。
He was like John on the Isle of Patmos.
他像使徒约翰在巴摩海岛上一样。
He saw things in an objective way.
他看见在客观方面的一些事情。
But the visions were not always in that way.
但是意象不总是这一种光景。
There was a second method by which the visions came to Ezekiel.
以斯帖看见意象还有第二个方法。
And that method was by the instruction of the Spirit.
这一个意象，这一个方法就是圣灵的一种指示。
And that was the larger method.
这就是更大的一个方法。
Of course, these two methods were not always separate.
自然这两种方法不是一直能分开的。
But they do mark a distinction.
但是这里确实有一个不同。
In our dispensation, the first method is very uncommon.
在我们新约这个时代，这一个方法是非常不平常的。
Paul did have some visions and revelations in the first way.
保罗照着第一个方法的确得到了一些个启示和意象
In 1 Corinthians 12 he says I will come to visions and revelations
他在哥林多前书12章里边他说他看见了启示和意象
I knew a man about 14 years ago
他说我认识一个人是在14年之前
Certain one was caught up into heaven
这一个人被弃到天上去
Whether in the body I know not or out of the body I know not.
或者在身内或者在身外我并不知道。
Such a one was shown things unlawful to the other.
这样一个人他看见了不可发表的事。
Well, that was the first method for Paul.
这是保罗看见意象的第一个方法。
He had those objective visions.
他看见了那些客观的意象。
The apostle John had the same.
使徒约翰也有这种意象
But these were the exceptional
这些都是例外的
And there are very few of us in this dispensation who have that kind of thing
在这个新约的时代我们中间很少人有这种例外的意象
Such visions usually belong to the beginning of things
这种意象常常都是在一件事情起头的时候有的
The objective side usually relates to beginning
这客观意象平坦都是事情开始的时候有的
I'm tempted to enlarge upon that because it is important
我好像说的引导要把这个多说一点因为这是重要的
Take the whole matter of those spiritual gifts mentioned by Paul
我们来看使徒保罗所说的那属灵的恩赐
such as the gift of tongues
像说方言的恩赐
the gifts of healing
像医病的恩赐
these are the objective things
这些都是客观的东西
they belong to the beginning
这是属于开头的
you know you had a great Chinese man of God
你们有一个中国人在中国有一个师父神人
You may have heard his name, Pastor Xu.
你们也许听见他的名字，就徐醒摩这个牧师。
If you haven't heard of him, he is well known in the West.
你们若是没有听见，他在西方是相当出名。
His life has been written.
有一种的生平写出来关于他。
And there was one thing which he said, which is very illuminating.
他说的一件事那是相当有亮光
This is what he said
他这样说
When we were breaking new ground
他说当我们进入一个新的工厂的时候
And dealing with the heathen who had never heard of Christ
我们是对那些个从来没听福音的外邦人传福音
The Lord gave us many outward signs
主就给我们许多外面的神迹奇事
He gave the gift of tongues.
他给我们说方言的恩赐。
He gave the gift of working miracles.
他给我们行神迹的恩赐。
The gift of healing bodies.
医病的恩赐。
All these things were connected with the beginning of things in any place.
所有这些神迹其实都是在某一个地方开始的时候发生的。
But we noticed that when these believers began to grow up in the Lord,
那我们也看出来，当这些信徒在主里面长进了
，these things were withdrawn，
这些事情就消失了。
And they had to trust the Lord not because of signs, but just because of Himself。
那么他们就需要学习。相信主不是因着神迹而是因着认识主自己
Maturity in the Christian life meant the withdrawing of these things which the Lord gave to little children
基督徒生命的成熟是需要主所给的小孩子们的外边的一些个神迹启示
That is very illuminating
这是相当有亮光的我刚才叫的言字生命成熟是需要来升级，其实退去。
These objective things relate to laying foundation.
这些客观的东西都是关系那个开头设立根基的时候有的。
Paul and the other apostles were laying the foundation for this whole dispensation.
使保罗和其他的使徒都是在那安设这个新时代的根基。
Therefore, they had the exceptional and what we might call the abnormal side of things.
所以他们就有了那些例外的事情，也就是我们这说的不平常的事。
That is the abnormal.
那就是不平常的。
What is the normal way in this dispensation?
那么在这个新约时代里头，平常的方法是什么？
It is the second method that the Lord employed with Ezekiel.
这就是主给以斯帖意象的时候是用的那第二个方法。
Which had to do with the development of the purpose of God.
这个和神那个神旨意的发展有关系。
When you come to such a great thing as the house of God,
当你来看见神的圣殿这样重大事的时候
，and the inheritance,
也看到这个以色列百姓承受产业的事情的时候
，and the city,
也看见那个圣城的时候
，it is the Spirit who is doing it all the time.
这是圣灵来做这样的启示工作。
You notice it is the Spirit led me in.
他那里一直说是圣灵引导我，引导我进入这件事。
The Spirit set me down.
这个圣灵把我安置在哪里
？Spirit took me out.
圣灵把我带出去。
The Spirit showed me.
圣灵指给我看。
It's all the movement of the Spirit.
这些都是圣灵的举动。
That is the normal way for this dispensation.
这是最平常我们新约时代该有的一个光景。
The Lord Jesus himself said that that would be the normal.
主耶稣曾说这是正常的。
When the Spirit of truth was come, he shall guide you into all the truth.
当那个真理的灵来了，他就带你们进入一切的真理。
He shall take the things which are mine and show them to you.
他要把一切赐给我的事都指给你们看。
And the rest of the New Testament is along that line.
这个新约其他部分，就福音书以后其他部分，都是这样模式出来的。
The normal way is the anointing spirit teaching us all things.
这个正常的光景，就是圣灵的膏油在凡事上指教我们。
That brings us back to this first part of the vision.
这就把我们带回到这个意象的第一部分。
The heavens were opened.
这个天开了。
Now you have heard me say quite a lot about the opened heavens.
你们恐怕听见我说了很多关乎这个天开了的事。
But I want to say it again and a little more this morning.
我今天早晨还要多说一点。
The opened heavens.
这个敞开的天。
We all know that in the symbolism of the garden at the beginning, the heavens were closed to the man who sinned.
我们都知道在伊甸园里头因着人的犯罪天就向人关闭了，这是一个表号的说法。
The garden stands to represent the kingdom of the heavens.
那个伊甸园乃是代表天国。
It is an order which God himself has created.
神自己创造了一个秩序在那里。
It is the true representation of heavenly things.
那个东西就代表属天的事。
But when Adam sinned,
等到亚当犯罪了，
he was turned out of that realm.
他就从那个范围里头赶出去了。
And the door was closed behind him.
那个门在他的后面就关了。
And that door has remained closed to all the sons of Adam.
那个门向着亚当所有的子孙也都关了。
Behind that door is the place where God is.
在那个人门的背后是神所在的地方。
Behind that door is the place where life is.
在那个门的背后也就是生命的所在地。
Behind that door is the place where the divine order is.
在那个门的背后也就有属天神圣的秩序。
Outside of that door is death.
在那个门之外就是死亡。
Outside of that door, God is not.
在那个门之外，神不在了。
Outside of that door is no divine order.
在那个门之外，没有神圣的秩序。
And that door is closed.
那个门是关闭了。
It is closed to all the sons of Adam.
是向着所有亚当的子孙而关闭。
But that door has been opened again.
但是那个门又开启了。
We know when it was opened.
我们知道那个门是什么时候开的。
It was opened to the Son of Man.
那个门是向着人子而开启的。
You remember his words right at the beginning.
你还记得在最起头的时候他所说的话。
His words to Nathaniel.
他是对拿但也说的。
He said to Nathaniel, Hereafter thou shalt see the heavens open.
他对拿单也说，从今以后你们要看见天开了。
And the angels of God are ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
神的使者在人之身上上去下来。
Of course that was a picture.
自然这是一个描述。
It was a picture taken from the Old Testament.
这是从旧约出来的一个描述。
Nathaniel knew what it meant.
拿单也知道这个描述的意思。
Taken out of the life of Jacob.
那就是从雅各的生平里头的一个故事。
Jacob was in the place of the closed heaven.
雅各乃是在天关闭的一个地方。
At Bethel, he saw the heaven open.
就在伯特利那里，他看见了天开了。
He saw the angels of God ascending and descending.
他看见神的支持者上去下来。
Nathaniel knew all about that.
拿但也晓得这些事。
Now Jesus says, I am that ladder.
主耶稣就对他说，我就是那个梯子。
It is over me that the heavens are open.
就在我身上天才是开的。
All communication between heaven and earth and earth and heaven is related to me.
所有天与地、地与天之间的交通都是关联在我身上。
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
没有一个人若是在我之外不借着我能到父那里去。
No man gets anything from the Father but by me.
也没有一个人在我之外能从父那里得到什么。
And so on the banks of the Jordan the heavens are open to him.
所以在约旦河边那个天向他也是开的。
And Jordan is a figure of his cross.
约旦河乃是他十字架的一个象征。
In the cross of the Lord Jesus one man has been put to death and buried.
在十字架那里有一个人已经摆着一边埋葬了。
That is the man to whom the heavens are closed.
那个人就是天向着他开关闭的那个人。
On the other side of the cross a new man rises.
在十字架这一面还有一个人新人复活起来了。
And to him the heavens are open.
天向着这个人又开启了。
Well, we are familiar with all that.
我们对这些事都是熟识的。
It's very simple.
这是很简单。
But it is over the Lord Jesus as a new kind of heavenly man that the heavens are open.
但是因着主耶稣是一个新的属天的人，所以天向着他就开了。
We know that that is exactly what the Lord was saying to Nicodemus.
我们知道这就是主对尼哥底母所说的话的意思。
Nicodemus, the very clever man.
尼哥底母是一个非常聪明的人。
Nicodemus, the very educated man.
尼哥底母也是个受教育的人。
Nicodemus, the very religious man.
尼哥底母也是个宗教家。
Yet he is still a son of Adam.
但是他还是亚当的一个子孙。
And the Lord makes it very clear to him.That he has no open heaven.
但是主清楚地看见他的天不是开的。
I think Nicodemus realized that he had no open heaven.
我想尼哥底母是承认的，他的天是不是开的。
In order to have an open heaven, he had got to be born from heaven.
为着他要得到一个敞开的天，他需要从天上再生一次。
That is the beginning of the open heaven.
这就是一个敞开的天的开始。
You remember that it was in his cross that the veil of the temple was rent.
你还记得那
his blood.
我们是借着他的血为我们所开的一条又新又活的路得以到神面前了。
We have our access unto the Father.
我们能够直接的亲近父。
That is the first meaning of the opened heaven.
这是那个敞开一天第一面的意义。
And we should not be here this morning if we did not know that in our own experience.
若是我们在自己的经历中还不认识这件事，今天早晨我们就不能到这来。
If you don't know that in your experience, you have no right to be here.
若是你们在你们的经历中不知道这件事，你没有权利今天早晨到这来休息。
But I think that is a settled matter and we can leave it.
我想这是已经解决的问题，所以我们可以不谈它了。
But there is another aspect.
但是还有另一面的意义。
And that has to do with ministry.
这个是关系执事的。
There is the opened heaven for ministry.
这就是一个向着知识开启的天。
And that is what we are talking about in the case of Ezekiel.
这就是在以西结身上我们所要看的一个东西。
For him the opened heaven related to his ministry.
在他的身上那个敞开的天是关系到他的知识。
And this is a matter that you and I need to understand.
这就是你和我需要明白的一件事。
This is a special aspectof the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵特别一面的意义。
We receive the Holy Spirit when we are born from above.
当我们从上头而生的时候，我们已经得到圣灵了。
But the anointing of the Spirit relates to ministry.
但是那个圣灵做膏油啊，确实关系到我们的职事。
Jesus was born of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣乃是从圣灵而生。
But he was anointed of the Spirit for his ministry.
但是当他要出来做工的时候，尽职事的时候，他就得着圣灵的膏油。
I do not want to draw too great a distinction between being born of the Spirit and being anointed, but there is a difference.
我并不愿意把圣灵重生和圣灵来告我们当作画一个界限，但是在这里却有不同。
Here it is the effect of the Holy Spirit in us in relation to ministry.
这里有一个圣灵的功效，关于我们这个执事的问题。
This is what the Apostle Paul meant when he prayed for the church.
这就是当使徒保罗为教会祷告的时候，他所说的话的意思。
You're so familiar with the words that I hardly dare read them.
你们都很熟识那个话，我今天不能完全说出来。
Nevertheless, let us look at them again.
虽然如此，让我们再看一下。
You notice that the apostle has been saying these tremendous things about the calling of the church.
你们要注意，使徒保罗是说到非常大的事，关乎神对教会的呼召。
It is the great vocation of the church that is in view.
就是神给教会一个最大的指示。
It is not just the salvation of believers.
这并不仅仅是说到信徒是得到的救恩。
That had taken place.
那个有地位。
But now he is dealing with the matter of the church and its great ministry.
现在他说到教会那个莫大的职事
It's ministry now and it's ministry in the ages to come
是说到教会在这个时代里头的职事也是说到教会世世代代所有的职事
That is what we have in this letter to the Ephesians
这就是我们在以弗所书里所看得到的
You recognize that what is in this letter is not something to individual Christians
要记得凡以弗所书里所说的都不是对信徒什么个人而说的
It only applies to individual Christians in a related way
这里应用在信徒个人身上必须是关联着来应用的
None of the things that are in this letter can be fully true of any individual
这一本书里所说的没有一点能够在一个单独的信徒个人身上成为实际
No individual Christian can be blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens
没有一个单个的信徒能得到所有天上一切属灵的福气
You may be a very greedy person
若是能这样的话你这个人太大了
And feel that you want all spiritual blessings
你这个人你想你就把所有属灵祝福都得到了
But you cannot have them
你不能这样
I'm very sorry to tell you you cannot have all spiritual blessings
对不起我也告诉你你没有办法得到所有属灵的祝福
It takes the whole church to have all the spiritual blessings
这需要全个的教会才能得到所有属灵的祝福
And you will only come into all the spiritual blessings in a related way
你只能享受这些属灵的祝福是和众圣徒关联着来享受
That is by your fellowship with all the other members of the church
这就是借着你和教会中所有做肢体的人一同来享受
What are these spiritual blessings for?
这些属灵的祝福是为着谁
Are they just for our satisfaction?
为着什么这些就是为着我们的满意享受吗
Just that we should be blessed?
就是为着我们能得到祝福吗
You look at this letter and you see that it is for the purpose of ministry
你若把以弗所书看一下你就看见这些都是为着神那个永远的旨意
It is that the church shall fulfill its ministry
就是为着教会能来尽他的职事
I did not intend to move out of Ezekiel into Ephesians at this time
我不是想要从以弗所里跑出来就跑到以弗所书里面去了
But perhaps the Spirit is leading us also
在也许圣灵就是这样引导我们
Now you see what the Apostle says here
但是你要注意使徒在这说的是什么
When he ascended up on high
当他升到高天以上
He gave gifts among men
他就把各样的恩赐赐给人
He gave some apostles
他说给了使徒
Some prophets
有先知
Some evangelists
有传福音的
Some pastors and teachers
有牧师和教师
What for?
这是为了什么
For the perfecting of the saints unto the work of ministry
是为了成全圣徒各尽其职
For making the church complete that it may fulfill its ministry.
是为了使教会的完成才能尽他的职事。
The object of everything is the ministry of the church.
这一切的目的就是要叫教会能尽他的职事。
Now, It's because of that ministry that the apostle prays in this way.
就是为着这个指示，使徒才这样的祷告。
For this cause I also.
他这样祷告说，
Cease not to give thanks for you.
就为这个缘故，就为你们不住地感谢神。
Making mention of you in my prayers.
祷告的时候常提到你们。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ,
求我们主耶稣基督的神，
the Father of glory,
荣耀的父，
may give unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That is the knowledge of Christ.
那就是真知道基督。
And use Greek scholars will know that the word knowledge there is full knowledge.
你们非常有学问的人才知道，这里这个真知道啊，乃是完全知道的意思。
A spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of Christ.
一个赐人智慧和启示的灵，是你们完全丰满的知道基督。
Having the eyes of your heart enlightened.
并且照明了你们心中的眼睛
，that you may know，
是你们能知道。
And then the things that you may know are mentioned，
然后就说到能知道的那些事。
Here is the work of the Holy Spirit in relation to ministry。
这里就是说到圣灵的工作如何关联到这个知识的问题。
In relation to the ministry of the church。The church must have the eyes of its heart enlightened.
为着教会能进他的指示，教会的眼睛必须被照明。
The church must have a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of Christ.
教会必须有智慧和启示的灵，能以丰满的、完全的认识基督。
This ought to be the normal life of the church in this dispensation.
这就是教会在这个时代里头应有的正常的生命光景。
That it is not the normal life means that things are all wrong.
若不是这种生命正常的光景，那就是什么都是错误的。
The church ought to know what is the hope of its calling.
教会应该知道他所得到的呼召是有何等的指望。
It ought to know what the riches of the glory of his inheritance.
教会应该知道神在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
It ought to know the exceeding greatness of his power.
教会也应该知道神那个莫大的能力。
This ought to be the normal knowledge of the church for its ministry.
这些都是教会应该有的正常的知识来尽他的职事。
And what ought to be true of the whole church?It ought certainly to be true of its ministers.
并且所有在教会身上应该有的光景，而在所有执事的人身上也应该有这个光景。
This is the meaning of the open heaven.
这就是那个天，敞开天地。
The spirit of wisdom and revelation has been given.
就是说有一个智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
The eyes of the heart have been enlightened.
心中的眼睛也被照明了。
We know,
我们知道。
We know the movements of God.
我们知道神的举动。
We know the way that God is taking.
我们知道神所走的路。
We know the end that God has in view.
我们知道神要达到的目的。
And we know that God is working all things after the counsel of His own will.
我们也知道神行做的一切都是照着他的计划的旨意。
That is what Ezekiel came to see by the open heaven.
这就是以斯帖得到了敞开的天所看见的。
God has an end.
神有一个目的。
God is moving toward that end.
神就是朝着那个目的而行动。
All the mighty energies of God are directed toward that end.
神一切的大能大力、努力都是向着那个目的而去。
All these things in heaven and in earth are being governed in relation to that end.
所有天上地下的事都是管制朝着那个目的而去。
This is what Ezekiel saw.
这就是以斯帖所看见的事。
The book is the book of the persistent energies of God toward his end.
这一世纪一本书乃是说出来神那个持久的努力要达到他那个目的。
We brothers and sisters ought to know that in our own experience.
我们弟兄姊妹应该在我们自己的经历中认识这件事。
Are you saying I don't know anything about this?
你是不是说我对这事一点不了解？
Are you saying that is not my experience?
也许你说这个不是我的经历。
Well, I want to say to you very strongly that that can be your experience.
我愿意很强地告诉你说这是能成为你的经历。
The inheritance of people in the days of Paul only.
这些东西不是光在使徒保罗那个时候人所能承受的。
This letter relates to the church in the whole dispensation and afterward.
这一本以弗所书所说的，乃是说到整个这个时代和将来时代的教会。
It reaches unto us.
这个能达到我们身上来。
We can be in this position.
我们能得到这个地位。
I expect you're saying, well, how can we be there?
我想也许你们就会问说，我怎样能这样？
It may be one of the questions that you will raise presently.
也许等一下你就会发一个问题了。
I would just answer it in this way.
我就要这样答复你。
Go and ask the Lord to do this thing in you at any cost if you will accept the cost.
要去求主在你身上不惜任何代价来做这一件事，只要你肯出那个代价。
It was a tremendously costly way for Ezekiel.
这个在以斯帖身上实在需要出一个相当重大的代价。
That opens up quite a new line.
这又叫我们有一个新的路线要说了。
Read through this book and see what it costs the prophet.
你若是把以斯帖书读过，你就能看见那需要以斯帖出多大的代价。
There was a time when this vision cost the prophet his wife.
有一个时候，这个意象需要以斯帖牺牲了他的妻子。
His young wife died as a sign to Israel.
他那个年轻的妻子死了，就做了以色列人的一个兆头。
And many other things happened to him which were very painful.
还有许多别的事遭遇到他身上都是痛苦的。
It is a costly thing to have the open heaven.
所以要得着一个敞开的天是需要出代价的一件事。
The cost may not come to us in the same way.
不一定像以斯帖那样叫我们受到牺牲。
But believe me, an open heaven involves us in a great deal of suffering.
但是请信我，一个敞开的天常常把我们陷到一个相当困难的境地。
It involves us in the impossibility of being understood by those who have no open heaven.
这会把我们陷到一个境地，苦到一个境地，是没有得着的敞开天的人不能了解。
It involves us in persecution from other people of God.
也会陷我们到一个境地，是我们受到神其他子民的逼迫。
That is what it meant to Ezekiel.
这就是以斯帖身上所有的故事。
And yet it's worthwhile.
可是还是值得的一件事。
Anybody who has the open heaven would not give it up for anything.
无论谁一得到这个敞开的天，就不肯因着什么事而放弃它。
They would not give it up for all the popularity in this world.
就是全世界他能变得最有名的人，他也不肯放弃这个敞开的天。
It is the most precious thing that any man can have is an open heaven.
人生能得到的最宝贵的一件东西就是敞开的天。
To have this kind of fellowship with God,
能得到这样和神的一个交通。
Where God is going on and on showing ever new things,
在这里神一直向前一直向前，给人看见新的事。
If you are prepared to accept the cost,Then ask the Lord to make it real.
若是你们准备好要出这个代价的话，那么你就可以求主使这个成为实际。
Do not be surprised if you had what Ezekiel had very soon after his first vision.
你们有了以斯帖在得到第一次异象之后说有的那个问题难处，你就不要惊讶。
He said, "I sat for 7 days astonished."
我他说我在那有七天之久惊叹。
But had to be taken for the burial of the dead.
你记得这个七天乃是埋葬死人是需要的一个日期。
When anyone died, no one was clean for 7 days.
有什么人死了在旧约的时候人必须过了七天才洁净。
They mourned for 7 days and they were as dead for 7 days.
他们哀哭有七天他们也像死了七天一样。
The eighth day is always the day of new life in the Bible, you know that.
那死都是为着新生命。
But Ezekiel was like a man dead for 7 days.
以斯帖就像一个死了人有七天之久。
The tremendous effect of vision.
这个得着异象有一个相当大的影响。
It took him through a very painful time.
这个就叫他经过这个很痛苦的事情。
Don't be surprised if you begin to have a difficult time.
若是你们能有一个很难艰难的时候，你们不要惊讶。
That may be a part of the price of a new ministry.
那也许就是你们得这个新的职事所该出的代价。
What I mean is this.
我的意思是这样。
When we have undertakings with the Lord like this,
当我们和主之间有事情像这样的事的时候
，the Lord usually begins to take us through deep experiences to make it very real.
主常常就把我们带到很深的经历中，为要使那些事成为实际。
Oh, our flesh does want the vision.
你知道，我们的肉体是不要这个意象。
Our flesh does want the ministry.
我们的肉体也不要这个知识。
Our flesh wants all the glory.
我们的肉体是要荣耀的。
But the Lord takes action against our flesh.
但是主有了举动来对付我们的肉体。
And we go through a period in which the flesh is brought to death.
我们就会进入一个时期，我们的肉体完全带到死亡。
And then it is quite safe for the ministry.
然后我们这一职事才稳妥一点。
This is true to experience.
这个在经历中完全是对。
And this lies right there at the heart of the ministry of Ezekiel.
这就是以斯帖他那个指示里头所有的光景。
I've gone over my time by 10 minutes.
我已经过了四分钟了。
I promised you that I would go over this and give you all the points.
我愿意再说一次，把这些重点都给你们知道。
Perhaps you'll have a try at getting them.
也许你们自己会把这些重点找出来。
See what you can put down afterward, and then we'll go over it again some other time.
我看看你们到底找出什么了，然后我们再把这重点点出来。